Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirai Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we are continuing on to the second part of Shiras Ha'azinu, by the Aliyah of Shlishi, Perek Lamed Beis, Posuk Yud Gimel. Yarkivehu albo omosei oretz, v'yechal tenu voiz sadoi, v'yeinikehu devash misela v'shemen v'yechal mishtzur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised Klal Yisrael onto the high land, namely Eretz Yisrael, which is higher than all other lands. Vayoichal Tenuvo Yisodoy, and over there they ate the produce of the fields. Vayeinikeyu Devash Misela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nursed them from the fruit nectar that comes out of the hard rocks of Eretz Yisrael. Vishemen and olive oil that comes from the olives that grow Mechalmish Tzur. Tzur is a rock, and Chalmish is a hard rock. From the very hard rocks of Eretz Yisrael, that's where the trees come out of. Says Rashi, Yarkiveyu al bomasi oretz. First Rashi says, Kol amikro ketargumoy. Targum learns the whole pasuk is a moshel. Let's see Targum, Ashrinu al tokfei aro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu settled them down in the strongest land. Boicholinun bizas saneyoin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the loot of their enemies. V'yehavlohin bizas shalitei kirvin. He gave them the loot of the kings of the cities, v'nichsei yosvei krachin takifin, and the assets of those who lived in the strong fortified cities. That's what Targum learns. Rashi learned differently, more literal. Yarkiveyu al shem she'eretz Yisrael gavoya mikol ha'arotzois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised them unto a high land. V'yoichal tenuvo yisodoi eilu peirois eretz Yisrael shekalim lonuv uleizbashel mikol peirois ha'arotzois. The fruits of Eretz Yisrael grow the quickest and ripen the quickest from all the other lands. A person told his son in the city of Sichni, go bring me figs from the barrel. So the son went and he sees that there's fruit nectar floating on the barrel. Come back to his father, he says, there's no figs over there. There's nectar, it's honey over there. Omaloi, says the father to the son, Hashka yod choletoicho. Put your hand deep inside, that omalektio is mitoicho. You'll see underneath there are figs. That's how much fruit nectar the figs produced. Veshemen michal mishtzur, elu zeisim shel gush cholov, an area in Eretz Yisrael which is known for its good olive trees. Olive trees that produce good oil. Bomo se yoret loshen guiva, high. Sodoi loshen sode. The Yud is a poetic way of saying Sode. Chalmishtzu, tokfoi v'chozku shel sela, the strongest of rocks. Kishenu dovug letevo shel acharov, if it wouldn't be hyphenated, nokud chalomish. But kishu dovug, when it's hyphenated to the next word, nokud chalmish. Posuk yudale, nechem az boko, v'chalev etzoin, im chelev korim, ve'elim b'nei v'shon ve'atudim, im chilev kilyois chito v'dam einov tishtech omer. Continuing what Klal Yisrael enjoyed in Eretz Yisrael, all the gashmias they had over there, chemas boko, the cream of the milk that comes from cattle, v'chalev tzoin, and the milk that comes from the sheep, im chilev korim, together with the fat of the sheep, v'eilim b'nei voshon v'atudim. Elim are the rams that come from Boshon. Boshon is the chelik of Menashe, with good grazing land over there. They had extra fatty sheep and rams over there. Ve'atudim refers to male goats. Im chelev kilyois chito, together with the fatty wheat kernels. They were fatty and they were big, like kidneys. Ve'dam einov tishtechomer, and you'll be drinking good tasting wine that comes from the blood of a grape, namely from the juice of a grape. Says Rashi, Chemas Boko v'chalev tzoin. Zehoyo b'mei Shloimoi, shenemer asoro boko b'ri'im, fat cattles. Ve'esrim boko ri'i, and boko that grazes and they fatten them. U'mei tzoin, that was the suda of Shloim HaMelech's palace per day. Im chelev korim zehoyo b'mei aseret ha'shvotim. Shenemer avoichlim korim mitzoin, they would eat fat sheep. Chelev kilyos chito, because you make bread from wheat, so describing the fattiness of the wheat and the size of the wheat. They would drink a lot of wine. Chemas Bokor Pshat in the Posuk says Rashi, Hu Shumon Nanilkat Me'al Gabi HaCholov. It's the cream that rises to the top of the milk, if you don't pasteurize it, and that's the cream of the milk, the best part of it. V'chalev Tzoyin Cholov Shel Tzoyin, milk of sheep and goat. U'kshehu Dovuk, when it's hyphenated, Nokuv Chalev, K'moy B'chalev Imoy. But it's not referring to the fats, it's referring to the milk. Korim is kvosim sheep, ve'ilim k'mashmoy, grown-up sheep's rams. B'nei boshon, from that area, were shmeinim, or they were fat. Kilyois chito, chitim shmeinim k'chelev, they were fatty like fat. K'chelev kloyois, like the fat of a kidney. V'gasim k'kulion, they're big as a kidney. V'dam einov tishte chomel, t'ye shoise betuv v'tam yain choshuv, you'll be tasting good tasting wine. Chomel, the word chomel in Aramaic, yain b'loshna rami, is chomel. But in our pasuk says Rashi, tishte chomel, ve'in chomel ze shem dovo. Our chomel is not referring to simply wine, because that it said already, v'dam einov is the wine. Rather, eloshin meshubo betam, good tasting wine. Ad kan Rashi's pshat in these two psukim. Voidesh lefarash nemikrois halolu, these two psukim yud gimol and yud daled, achar ha-targum shel unkelus, ha-shchino lal tukfei aro, the targum learned these two psukim as a marshal for the loot that they're going to take over when they conquer the enemies in Eretz Yisrael. Posuk tezvo, v'vayishman yeshurun, v'ayiv ot shomanto oviso kosiso, v'ayitoy sheloi ahosohu, v'aynabei letzur yeshuasoi. And Yeshurun, referring to Klal Yisrael, who are Yeshorim. They became fat, vayivot, and they kicked and rebelled. Shomanto, oviso, kosiso, you became fat, you became thick, and you covered yourself with your own fat. And that caused you, vayitaish eloyah, so you abandoned Hashem that made you. Vayinabel, and you degraded and disgraced the rock of your salvation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rashi, Oviso loshen oivi thickness, kosiso kamoi kosiso, sin and samach are interchangeable. Loshen kisiso ponovechelbe, ki odom sheshomein mibifneim, a person that's very fat, uksolov and his flanks, nichpoli mibachutz, fold over outside. Bechenuoim avayas pimo alei kosel, referring to the flanks hanging over, they make like a mouth shaped, the crack in the fat. Kosiso, don't say kisiso. What is the difference between kisiso and kosiso? Says Rashi, Yoshloshen kal beloshen kisui. Kemoi vekoise koloin orum. But vim kosav kisiso, dogush hoyonishma kisiso esacherim. Kisiso would sound like you're covering others. Kemoi kikiso fonov. But that's not what it means over here. It's kosiso. You covered yourself with your own fat. They disgraced him and they degraded him. Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, they used to have their backs facing the Beis HaMikdash, bowing down to the sun in the east. There's no greater disgrace than that. Pasuk Tezayin, Yakni'uhu Bezorim, Besoy Evois, Yachisuhu. Klal Yisrael got Hashem very angry by being oved avodah zarah, and by doing disgusting actions, they angered him. Says Rashi, Yakni'uhu ev'iru chamosoi, they burnt his anger. His burning anger, v'kinosoi. Kinosoi is when you want to take revenge because the anger got so great. B'soy evois b'ma'asim tovim, disgusting action, kegoin mishkav zohu, u'kshofim shenem abayim to eva, magic. Posuk Yud Zayin Yizbechu Lashedim Eloi Eloi Elohim Loyedoum Chadoshim Mikoroi Vabau Loi Seorum Avoy Seichem. They shechted korbonos to demons that they have no purpose for them. They don't get anything from them. Elohim Loyedoum, gods that they never knew about. Chadoshim Mikoroi Vabau, new gods that came from new. Loi Seorum Avoy Seichem. Their fathers never feared such gods. Rashi will tell us a second pshat. Loya loya says Rashi, ketal gumoy de leis boin tzaroich, there's no need for them. Ilu hoyo boim tzaroich, if you would have gotten something out of them, loy hoy so kino kfulo kumoy achshav, the anger would not have been so great. Chadoshim mikori bo, afilu umoy so oilom, loy regilim boim. Even the goyim were not aware and not used to bringing korbanos to these shadim, to these demons. Goida would see such an Avodah Zorah and say, oh, that's a Yiddish invented Avodah Zorah. Your ancestors did not fear these shadim. How does Sa'oru mean to fear? Their hairs did not stand in front of them. Because derech saru is odom lamoid mach masiro. The derech is that a person's hairs stand when he's scared. But lo yisogu mavo yiseichem, your ancestors' hairs did not stand because they were not scared of these shadim. Kach nidrash besifri pshat in the word se'orum. V'yesh lefarash oid se'orum loshen se'irim yirak lusham. Shadim are referred to elsewhere as se'irim. Se'irim heim shadim. Lo yosu avo yiseichem se'irim alolu. Se'orum is the verb out of the noun se'irim. Se'irim is a noun. Se'orum, your ancestor, did not make them into se'irim, namely into some godly force. Posu gudches tzu yelodecho teshi vatishkach eile mechoylelecho. And you forgot the rock that gave birth to you. That's tzu yelodecho, the rock that gave birth to you. Teshi, you forgot. Vatishkach el mechoylelecho, a repetition of the first half of the pasuk, like we have many times in the Shira. The two halves of the pasuk say the same idea in different words. You forgot Hashem who gave birth to you. Says Rashi, teshi, tishkach, or shochachto. V'rabbi seinu donshu, kishebo lehitiv lochem, atemach isim lefonov, umatishim koichim lehitiv lochem. Chazal darshan teshi, not miloshin to forget, miloshin to weaken. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you good, but kaviyochol you weaken him. And he is unable to give you good because you made him weak. Keil mekoylelecho, mitziacho merechem, to take a baby out of the mother's womb, to give birth, loshin yecholelayolois, chilekoyeleido, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave birth to you. Posuk yutez, vayar adoyinoi vayin otz, mikaaz banov uvnoisov. And Hashem saw all this and he was angry because of the anger causing actions that his sons and daughters did. And Hashem said, I will hide my face from them and then let me see what will be at the end of this. Meaning, if I'm not being mashgiach on them, of course they're going to be destroyed. This is a generation that knows how to turn over my goodwill into anger. Bonim loy emun bom. Rashi has two pshatim in the word emun. Either the word emun means to raise. These children don't appear as if I raised them. I gave them a good Torah, raised them well to show them the right way, but there's no appearance that had any effect on them. That's one pshat of Rashi. Emun, to raise, to nurture. Second shot of Rashi, trustworthy. These are children that they're not trustworthy. I can't trust them. Says Rashi, what will be at the end? They flip over my goodwill into anger. My raising them is not recognizable that I raised them. I raised them in a good way. I taught them the good way. The Torah, they removed themselves from it. Emun, according to this pshat, loshen vayhi oimein. Vayhi oimein et es hadasor, when Mordechai raised Esther. Tavoracher, emun loshen emuno. Emuna means to be trustworthy. Ketargumoi. As Targum says, delays behind heimonu. They're not trustworthy. Omru b'sinai nasa v'nishma u'lashor kala, and soon afterwards bitlu avtachosam, they denied what they promised. Uvosu es ha'egel, they did the egel. Posuk chof alev heim kin uni v'loy eile ki asuni behavlihem v'ani akni eim v'loy om b'goy novol ach iseim. Says Hashem, they got me very angry with non-gods. And they got to be angry with their havolim. Havolim is shtusim, with their nothingness. And I will get them angry with a non-nation. Namely, a nation with no fame, a nation with no glory, with nations that used to be nothing. Begoiv novol achiseim. I will punish them with an ungrateful nation. Says Rashi, ken uni hiv iru chamosi. They burnt my anger. They made my anger fire, burning fire. Beloy el b'davar she'eino yeloya, with gods that are not gods. V'ani aknim beloy om be'uma she'ein lo shame, has no fame. K'moy she'nemar eretz hein eretz kazdim. Kazdim is referring to Bovel. Zeh om loy hoyo. It's a non-nation. U'be'isav u'eima bozoy ato ma'oy. They're very disgraceful. They're not. They used to be nothings. Begoy novolachi sayim, says Rashi, who is referring to elu aminim. Minim are Christians. V'cheinu u'eimer omar novol beliboy ein Elohim. A novel, an ungrateful person, denies the goodness of Hashem. And that's what they are. They deny Hashem's goodness. Or deny Hashem's existence in the proper way. As we know, the Christians have a different belief of what Hashem is, the wrong belief. Pozuk chov beiz ki eish kodecho ve'api v'atikadad sho'il tachtis v'atoichal erez vivulo v'atelahet moisedei horim. There is a fire burning in my nostrils. When a person gets angry, there's hot air coming out of his nostrils. That's the marshal of a fire of anger burning in his nostrils. Vatikad, and it burns an sho'il tachtis, until the foundations in the depths. Namely, the anger, the fire is very, very deep. Vatuichal eretz vivulo, and will consume the land and all of its produce. Vatelahet moish de'orim, will burn the foundations of the mountains. Rashi says, refers to Yerushalayim, which is founded on mountains. Says Rashi, kodcho bo'aro burns. Vatikad bochem ad ha'yesoid, until the foundation. Vatuichal eretz vivulo, arzechem vivulo, the land and its produce. Vatelahet Yerushalayim am yusedes al ha'horim, that's founded on mountains. Shenemal Yerushalayim horim mitzoviv lo, mountains all around. Yerushalayim is in the center, so it's founded on mountains. Posuk chav gimel aspe olim oyrois chitzai achalebom. Rashi has two pshatim in the word aspe. Either it means I will add on to them, I will pile on to them rois, the bad things. Or it means aspe olemoi ro'ois, I will finish off my bad things in them, similar to the end of the pasuk. Chitzai achalebom, I will finish off my arrows in them. Says Rashi, aspe olemoi ro'ois, achaber ro'o al ro'o. I will add one bad thing to another bad thing. Loshen tzfu shono al shono, which means to add. Sfoi sarova, we add in parashas nitzovim. Oile seichem sfu al zibchechem. Davaracha aspe achale, k'moy pentisofet, to finish off. Chitzei achale bom, kol chitzei acha ashlim bom. I'll finish off all my arrows, shooting them. Says Rashi, uklolo zu lefi apuronus levirochohi. Although the simple meaning of the pasuk is a klolo, but lamaise it ends up being a bracha. Namely, chitzei kolim veheim einom kolim. Even though my arrows will be finished, but Klal Yisrael will not. They will continue to live on. Pozuk chov daled mezeirav uluchumei reshef vekete vemeriri veshen behemo yisa shalach bom im chamas zoichalei ofor. They'll be bloated from a hunger, and they'll have a reshef. Reshef refers to shadim. Demons will be fighting them. Loshen milchomo. V'ketev meriri. Meriri is another type of shade, another type of mazik. V'ketev, they'll be cutting them off, those mazikim. V'shen behemus ashalach bom, even domesticated animals will start biting them. Im chamas zoichalei ofor, together with the anger, the venom of those that crawl on the dirt, namely snakes. Says Rashi, mezeichov unkulus tirgem nefichei chofon. Nefiche means bloated. When a person is starving, he becomes bloated sometimes. Ve'ein lo eid mecheach olov. I have no other pasuk, no other word in Tanakh as an example that mezei means nefiche. U'mishmoy shel Rav Moshe Adarshan shamati, a different pshat. Mezei rov is seirei rov, meloshen seor, hair. Odom kochush, a person that's starving and weak, megadel se'ar al besori. He starts growing hairs. Mezei loshen arami, seor, mazio, in Aramaic. That's what you say here, mazio. The Gemara says, they have a mehaper b'mazio, the person was flipping his hair. Ulechumei reshef ha-shedim nilchamu bohem, shenema, where do we find that? Reshef refers to shedim, uvnei reshef yagibiu uf, v'im shedim referring to shedim. V'ketev meriri u'krisus, shed sheshmoi meriri. Ketev means to cut off. This shade, his name is meriri, he cuts people. כתב קריסו, כמו אהי כותב חושה אויל, ושן בהם אוהב מייס אויו, בו יורחילים, חיכים אלו פימל שיפ, נוי שכינים המיסים. They would bite and they would kill. חמאס זויכה לאופו ארס, נחושים, the venom of snakes המהלכים על גחוינום על האופו. They go, they crawl on their belly, on the dirt. כמיים הזויכינים על האורץ. The root of the word זויכלים, refers to water, water running down. So too, when the snake crawls, looks like water running down. זכילו לושן מרוצס המים על האופו, וכן כל מרוצס דובר המשפשף על האופו, והוילך. Anything that's rubbing the ground and moving forward is called לזכילו. פוסוק חוף היי מחוץ תשקל חרב ומחד הורים אימו, גם הבחור גם בסולו יונק עם איש סביבו. Outside there'll be a sword of the enemy killing people. Umechadorim emo. Rashi has two pshotim. Either it means the inner chambers of the heart will be filled with fear, or it's contrasting outside. Outside there'll be fear of the sword, and inside they're not going to escape the fear. Even when they go indoors, they'll be fearing a plague that will kill, that will end up dying inside. And it will not skip over anybody. Gam bochu, gam besula, the young boys and girls, yoinekim ish seva, a nursing child and an elderly man. Says Rashi, michutz teshakel cherev, michutz lo ir, outside the city, teshaklim cherev gaisois. The swords of the enemy will kill them. Umechadorim eimor, first pshat Rashi, kshebereach venimlat min acherev, as he's running away from this sword, chadre liboy, his heart, the chambers of his heart, noikvim are pounding all of machmas eimo because of fear. Vumeis v'hoylech bo, the fear itself will kill him. Davar acher umechadorim eimo babais, he'll be running into the house away from the enemies, but it's not going to help him. Babais tia eimas deva, therefore he'd have a plague. Kamo shenema ki olo moves b'chaloyneinu, the death comes in through the windows. There's no escape. V'chein tergemungulus. Dovo Rachel says Rashi, a whole different pshat in the entire posuk. Michutz teshakel cherev al mashe osu bachutzois. It's not outside the city the enemy's sword will kill people. Rather, michutz, because of what happened bachutz, that's why they'll be killed with the sword. And what happened bachutz? A posuk in Sefer Yirmiyahu, shenemar umispar chutzois Yerushalayim samtem mizbechois laboishes. The amount of markets you have in Yerushalayim, that's the amount of mizbuchos you have to make for the Avodah Zarah. So it's playing on the word chutzois and chutzois and chutz. Umechadorim eimo al ma she'osu bechadrei chadorim, what they did in hiding inside. Shenemar asher ziknei beis Yisrael oisim b'choshech ish bechadrei maskisoi. The Avodah Zarah inside and hiding, that's why the aim was going to happen, because of what they did in the chadorim. Adkan, part 2 of the first topic of Shiras HaAzinu, continuation in the next year, Be'ezer Hashem.